gets an idea of what Yom Tov is all about. So the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Emor, and the Parshas Emor is the Parshas Moadim. That's the holiday, the Parsha deals with all the Moadim. So he raises this question, and he says that to realize that the mitzvot are given to us. Not just to do mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are supposed to make us better. All right, are really supposed to work on us and bring us up. Every single mitzvah. Okay, so even though we might question, you know, what the purpose of the mitzvah is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvahs, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows our makeup, and all the mitzvahs are supposed to improve us and accomplish something for us. So the Meshech Chachma says that when it comes to the Dibras, the Bedas Eloki, when it comes to the godly laws, Yesh Mitzvos HaMekusharin HaMekashrin El Yisrael LaVim Shevashamayim, there are mitzvos that connect the Jews to their Father in Heaven. The Yesh Mitzvos HaMekashrin Yisrael Zelazen, there are mitzvos that connect one person to another. And he goes on and he says, what are mitzvos that connect us to Avinu Shemayim? That's tzitzis, tefillin, mezuzah. These are mitzvahs to connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he goes on and he says, and gemilas chasadim, trumas and maestras, are mitzvahs that connect us to other people, which means that we have to always worry about other people also. All right. He says, and if you want to understand this, let's look at Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos and Yom Tov are very different. And he says, why? Even though it's hard to understand, because today in most of these, there are Erevin. He says, Shabbos, hello, by Shabbos it says, Al Yetzei Ishim and Komo, on Shabbos a person should not leave his place. And because, as we know, V'Hutzah Asura, and therefore it's Asura to carry on Shabbos. To realize that whatever he says, U'malachas Ochol Nefesh Asura, And cooking on Shabbos is usur. The imkain, because of that, since cooking on Shabbos is usur, and because we're not allowed to carry, and I know that culture has changed somewhat, the imkain kol ish vi ish ifnei atzmahu. Every single person really exists by himself or families by themselves. It doesn't mean you can't have families on Shabbos. But we have to realize the ultimate purpose of Shabbos is to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once a week we need that time to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it could be that our families help us connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, but that's the idea. Levado hu yoshev, you sit by yourself, as the Torah, Shehema mekusharim el Hashem Yisbarach, Amerikas Amiti, because they are the ones connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Asher kol yisrael hema kavim nifradim, that every single Jew is a single line. The separate hamagim l'merka zechar, it goes back to the same center. Shabbos is the time back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hu Hashem Yisbarach. Ulefisiva zeh hema kusharim yachanem, because we have one goal, we're connected. Kusharim v'nishravim ne'yakov sha'ovdim l'kelachat mikroim nefesh. However, Yontif, Yontif, Humina, Mitzvos, and Mekashim, Humazelazem, Yontif, these are the holidays that connect Am Yisrael one to another. Lechain, and for that reason, Lechas Ochel Nefesh Mutter, Lechas Ochel Nefesh Mutter. So, in other words, if on Yontif you see somebody, you know, walking on the street, you say, oh, I haven't seen you in a long time, there's no problem inviting them to the house because of that. Why? Because you cook more. He says, in Yova Elef Archem, you have 1,000 guests coming over, Yova Lechem. Ad Kiyomru, he says, Ovam Yontif Lechol, Eno Loka. That if someone bakes Yontif Lechol, there's not a Malkus. Vahoel, Vachajal Orchem, you could always have guests come over. Vakulam Chayavim Lalo Seregel, Lismoach, Lasameach. And everyone is obligated to do Aliyah Leregel. Ulechain, for that reason, Hutra, Hotzah, Hotzah is allowed, Avara is allowed. Shim Lokain, because he wouldn't allow Hotzah, Avara. So he says you wouldn't be able to go ahead and you wouldn't be connected. So to understand that
to do aliyah to the regular, you're allowed to leave the tchum.
Yeah.
No, Yom Tov. No, Yom Tov. Oh, Tchum is Chum
What?
Going out Chum is also Yom Tov. Yes, Chum is definitely.
So you have to be within.
You have to be within. The bottom line is, by the way, even though all this stuff is mutter, right? You're supposed to still enjoy Yom Tov. Okay, you should not be walking, you know, taking big hikes on Yom Tov. That's the bottom line. So he says Hotzah Bavara. That's all he says. Okay.
All your food.
Well, okay, whatever. I mean, the truth of the matter is that They say that it's interesting. They say that the Gemara says that on Yomtiv mamarin latzes, people should quickly leave shul. That's what Yom says. Why? Because Yomtiv, because first of all, there's cooking involved. And second of all, because it's more involved with people together. So shul, believe it or not, is not the main arena on Yomtiv. It's not supposed to be. Okay, the main arena is supposed to be the house. All right, shop is the main. So whatever we do. But the main arenas, and then there's just no. Okay, whatever the reason is, whatever. I'm not going to go ahead. And I'm not going to say, but I will tell you that any yontif in this shul, as soon as davening is over, the place empties out. It's like the craziest thing in the world. The place is within minutes.
So
well, whatever reason is, within minutes, the place is empty. And I'm sure that's the way it is in any show. The place is empty. Within minutes, the place is empty. So because and that's why we all understand that Yom Tov everyone wants that family together, right? That's the that's just the way it's supposed to be. So that's one of the reasons why Yom Tov is different. So let's say, for example, if on Shabbos the food spoils, there's nothing to do. It's peanut butter and jelly. Yom Tov, the food spoils, you can do something. What can I tell you? That's the way it goes. Okay, so now, just as a general introduction, we'll see how far we get. We have to understand what exactly is allowed to do on Yom Tov. So I want to start with the Rambam. The Rambam is Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey. He says like this. He's a kol melacha. He says she'efshal lo lasos me'erev yontif v'lo yevah hefsid. So any melacha that you could do erev yontif and you won't miss anything out. It won't affect the yontif experience. V'lo chisaron and you won't be missing anything. Im nasis v'erev asru chacham lasos b'yontif. Chacham says asru do on yontif. In general, in other words, basically the Rambam saying is anything for ochol nefesh is mutter on yontif. There's no shaila, anything. Avidya Raisa. Min Rabbanan, the Chazal said, listen, why should you go ahead and why should you do malach on yontif? You can go ahead and do when? You can do an Arab yontif. Okay, you can do an Arab yontif. If it's not going to affect the yontif experience at all. Why? He says, even though it's a tzara hachila. So what's the reason why? V'lama asru davar zeh. Why the Chazal asks us to do certain things on Yontif? You can do it on Erev Yontif. Zeiro, because we're afraid. Shem Yaniach Adam, he says, Adam Malacha She'efshal Asos from Erev Yontif, Yontif. V'yimsa Yontif Kula Holech V'asisos Malachas. So Chazal, we're afraid. Even though, yes, you're allowed to cook on Yontif, but we have to understand there are higher goals on Yontif. The point of Yontif, as Meshach Chachma says, is not to cook. The point of Yontif is to be together. So therefore, anything which you can do on Erev Yontif and will not affect the way the food tastes on Yontif, Chazal said is usur. So obviously, Chazal did not get into the prate pratim. This and that, Chazal spoke in general rules. So let's say, for example, one of the general rules are that, according to Rambam at least, you can't go outside your house, right, and pick fruit on Yontif. Okay? Why? Because you can pick the fruit on Erev Yontif. And it's not going to make that much of a difference one day to the next. He says, according to the Rambam, he says, "V'yimna misimchas yontif, v'lo yelo p'nai lecho v'lishtos," and he won't have time to eat and drink. Okay, so he says like this. He says, so then, let's go on. So he says, and so the Raiva doesn't like the answer. He says, no. The reason is because the bottom line is you should try to minimize any work you do on the Yom Kodesh. Okay, very similar. Avaloshin. So therefore, the Rambam says in Halacha Ches, Avaloshin va'ofin. But you're allowed to bake, you're allowed to knead and bake, v'shochdin and shech, nevashlon yontif and nevashlon yontif. Shim osa ela ve'erev. Because if you do all these things the day before, yesh bekav hefsid o chisaron tam. Because if you would go ahead and you would, he says that especially in those days, but even today, if you're going to go ahead and knead the dough and you're going to bake, Erev Yom Tov morning, as opposed to Yom Tov morning itself, it's going to affect the taste. She'ein lechem chamo tashu sheyom ke lechem shefa me'emesh. Because he says there's nothing like fresh bread or food that you cooked in that day. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, fine. Now we all agree. Okay? He says, and this is true, by the way. He says, we don't understand this, by the way. But you can't compare chicken that was shechted one day, right? To the day before. We had an old Russian cook in my yeshiva, and he would talk about the chickens that we got. He says, you can't compare it to just getting it straight from the shochet. Right? He said like this. He says, alright, so what does that mean, Machshir Ochel Nefesh? So Ochel Nefesh itself is like preparing the food itself. But Machshir Ochel Nefesh is the preparation for the food. So the example he gives, something we don't understand, Nasu Be'erev, Os Nasu Be'yontif. So even Machshir Ochel Nefesh, Kagon, Schikas Taplin, so grinding up the spices. So grinding up the spices, you're using the spices to make the food, that's called Machshir Ochel Nefesh. So can you grind the spices up on Yontif? So he says, grinding the spices up on Yontif definitely leave a better taste than you grind up Erev Yontif. Okay. So he says, so now the Ravid, jumps all over the Rambam. He says it's a very nice reason, but he says if that's the case, why can't you go ahead and pluck fruit from the tree on Yom Tov, right? Because the truth is, if you pluck an orange one day, it tastes the same the next day. Okay, it tastes the same the next day. That's the Ravid's point. He says the Ravid says that why are you not allowed to pluck an orange from the tree on Yom Tov itself? After all, plucking an orange from the tree on that day tastes better than if you plucked it the day before. So that's the Ravid's question. What's the answer? So we'll discuss an answer. But we'll go through what the machlokas, the Rambam and Ravid is. Okay, so now they're different shittas. So let's go on. So he says, so let's look at the Magid Mishnah just to understand. So he says like this, Das Rabbeinu, so the Rambam says, source number 3, Shekol Malachos, Shehein Ba'ochu Namashkin, Mutaras Gemuros Devar Torah. All the Malachos that you eat, it may cause for drinking, are mutter midiraisa. And he goes on, Kagon haksiroi. Midiraisa, you're allowed to go ahead and harvest, take food off the tree. Batchina, you're allowed to grind, the Kotsumahem. Ela Shechachamim Osroson. So the Chacham said that no, certain things you can't do because we're afraid if you do everything, you're going to spend your whole day Yontif, you know, just preparing. He says, and therefore Chazal asked anything that wouldn't affect the quality of the food if he did the day before. All right, and he says, so the Magid Mishnah, he says like this. So he explains, so why is it you can't go ahead and you can't pluck an orange off the tree? Okay, it's very simply because in the olden days, not like today, our experience of tolesh, harvesting deals with fruit, okay? But their experience usually was not fruit. What was their experience? Their experience was wheat. And therefore, wheat, we know, doesn't make a difference. And therefore, Chazal, the Chazal did not get into specifics. Chazal just said, you know what? In general, most of the things you're going to go ahead and you're going to harvest is like wheat and barley, and therefore that it doesn't make a difference. And even though there are certain fruits, okay, there are certain fruits that it will make a difference, and it could be all fruits don't make a difference, okay. I have to tell you, the truth is, I'm not even sure if the fruits we take off the tree make a difference one day to the next, alright? Doesn't make a difference. And certain fruits, it could be grapes do make a difference, by the way. Okay, but since a lot of fruits don't make a difference, Chazal didn't make the distinction. They said all of Tolesh is usher because they didn't want to make it too complicated.
But also, if you're thinking about the reasoning behind it,
yeah,
to harvest wheat on Yom Tov, it takes a long time to get from the wheat to the bread.
Okay.
And it really would take up your whole entire yuntif if you harvested that wheat and prepared.
Right.
It makes sense if that was their mindset.
And you also have to understand is I don't know, okay, what fruit they had in Eretz Yisrael is man chazal, okay? They could have had a little more also, but they didn't have to. That's what I say. They didn't have apples. Okay, let's put it that way. They didn't have apples. So let's go on now. So I don't know what they have. He said like this now. So then the Magid Mishnah. That's one reason. Okay, so that's one reason is things that will be ruined. Okay, so that's mutter. Things that won't be ruined is usher. So then the Magid Mishnah says. Vani Omer Shemaleches Avoda Kolel Koma Shederach Evelas Haus Adonav. So what does it mean? So how do we know what's mutter, what's not mutter? He says something which a person is interesting idea. In other words, I guess depending. Sometimes people had servants in the house. So the question is, what would you let your servants do, and what would you want to do yourself? Right, so he says, "Vani Omer Shemaleches Avoda Kolel Komash Derech Avod Eved Lasos Adonav." So Maleches Avoda is usher yontif, something that a person would have a slave or servant do.
That you can't do yontif.
Right, the ain roben usher on lashman. A person will not do myself if he has servants. Ella Shochun Acherim Lasoson. Okay, so he says.
So anything the servant can do.
Anything that you would usually get a servant to do, you wouldn't do yourself. And they say why? Because remember, we're supposed to remember that we're avadim, right? And therefore, how do I remember that we were avadim and yontif? We don't do the work that what? That avadim do. Okay, he says. Avakol melacha shederach. The third line, number four. Shederach ro bnei adam lasoso kolecha beveso. But any malacha that the derech is for every person to do by themselves in their house, lo hisarnu lefish ena malachas avodim. He says, ela af adonim oson. Even the balabayim, the babayim that do that. He says, ulezek kol malacha she'adam osven latzmo liyam harvei. He says, so let's say, for example, so again, we'll have to talk about this, but let's say we're talking about borer. Okay, borer, by the way, is different than Yom Tov and Shabbos. The way you do borer is different. Or ksira, or tchina, vaharkada. So these are things that you, in general, you would go ahead and you would get your... You would go ahead and you would ask your avid to do. See, even though you're doing it, it'd still be usur. He said, a person does not do that for many days, does it like one day in advance, 2 days in advance, and therefore most people do it by themselves. Okay, so that's the Magen Mishnah, and then he says, Vadayim Sarachiyun, he says, and really in the end I'm not sure what the chiluk is, why certain things are mutter and why certain things are usur. So let's just look at the Gemara. And this is a very important Gemara. So the Gemara says like this, source number 5. So Amar Rav Yosef, Sakin Sha'amda. Let's say you have a knife, okay? You have a knife that's a dull. You can't use it to cut it. So Mutl Chad Leva Yontif, so you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to sharpen Yontif. Bahani Mili Hu Depaska Agav Duchka. I guess that because it hits something, it stopped working. All right, so it's fine. So Dorosh Rav Chisda, the same Rav Yosef, Echad Sach Shenifkega, the Echad Shvum Shvut Shenirtzam, the Echad Revestan, the Kiraim Yontif. So he says all these things. The Sakin that has a nick. Or a shvud that you used to go ahead and to roast something. And going ahead and scraping out a tanner so it could work well. So it's a machoz rav runner. So because Takanakama says on Shah Yantav, you're only allowed to do ochel nefesh. Rav Yehuda says you're allowed to do even machshiri ochel nefesh. My time at the Tanakama. What's the reason the Tanakama? Because the pasuk says, "Hu levad yasalachem." Only that itself you can do. What does who mean? Hu v'lo machshirav. You're allowed to do the food, but the preparations for the food, like fixing the oven, you're not allowed to do. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Kra lachem. What does lachem mean? Lachem l'tzor chachechem. You're allowed to do what? Whatever
you need.
The Tanakama who says that machshir ochel nefesh, the preparations for ochel nefesh is aser haksiv lachem. So the answer is a hu lachem lo nachrim. You're allowed to do ochel nefesh for Jews, but not for non-Jews. That's why you're not allowed to invite a non-Jew to the Yom Tov meal, because you're afraid that you might prepare for them. The non-Jew comes by itself; it's okay, but you shouldn't necessarily invite the non-Jew. The Rabbi Yehuda, he says, "V'tana kama haksiv lachem." He said, "Sorry, idach nami haksivu." So Rabbi Yehuda says, "You're allowed to do machshir. Let's do the word who." Amar lachsivu v'ksiv lachem. So he says, "What's the answer?" So certain machshirim you can do on erev Shabbos, and certain machshirim you can do. Certain machshirim you can go and you can do. Certain machshirim you can do on Yom Tov itself, and certain machshirim you can't. So machshirim that you could have done before Shabbos, before Yom Tov started, right? That if you do, you can't do on Yom Tov. For example, so if your knife. You knew your knife was not working on Erev Yom Tov. You can't say on Yom Tov, okay, I'll do it on Yom Tov. But something where you have no chance, you can only do it on Yom Tov itself, that's mutter. Okay, so now we come let's look at the Gemara, and we'll see the Rosh who explains this all. So he says the Gemara, the Mishnah says,
so if
your
knife,
number six.
If your knife gets dull on Yom Tov,
then you can sharpen it. Okay. Yeah, I believe. Okay, we'll see. But he says, okay, now. So in the olden days, they used to have a. They would have fish ponds. They have today also. They have fish ponds. They would have, you would have fish, right? And you have ponds, and this way you'd be able to catch the fish. So the question is, are you allowed to catch a fish from a fish pond on Yom Tov? It's tzad. You're allowed to do that. So Midi Raisa, certainly it's mutter. Midi Rabbanan is it's usur. So the Mishnah says, Ein tzadin dogdim and a bit from a Yom Tov. You're not allowed to capture fish from the fish ponds on Yom Tov. That's tzad. He says, so Rashi says, if you look at source number 7, the afal gav de shechita v'afiyo u'bishol. Me'abas melacha saying, even though baking, cooking, are asar on Shabbos, v'hutrol tzorach yontif, so it's mutrol tzorach yontif, in case it says, so the reason is because you can go ahead and you can do this when? You can go ahead and you can do this on, you can do it because, he says,
because it makes a difference.
Makes a difference. Shechita chayesh l'michmar, especially in those days. Shechita, if you would check to the Erev Yom Tov, it could get ruined, the meat. Penyischam mesriach, avol tseide, ashol tzorim min vod yom. But tseide, you can catch the fish Erev Yom Tov, put it in a bathtub, right? Okay? And done, that's it. So the Rush argues on Rashi. The Rush goes like this. So the Rush says like this. Let me find where I want to start from. He says, if you look at the third line of the Rush, source number 8, Mitoch Perash Rashi, he says, it's Mashma, that say the Asura Midyaraisa. Say the asur midiraisa kinosin tam ledavar. How did say the asur midiraisa tvei mishchita? Because he gives a reason why tzad is asur more than shchita v'afiyu bishul. Because it says other things that if you do it that day, it's better to do it the day before. But say to do it the day before.
Capture the fish, take it out of the pond, and
Erev Yom Tov, right.
So therefore, yeah. You
yeah, right. Right.
And it won't change its taste.
Right. So the Rush has a hard time with that. Why does Rush have a hard time with that? The Rush says, no, very simple. Because what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said the Machlokash of Yudin Rabbanon, on the Yerais levels, about what? About Machshir Yochel Nefesh. Sod is not Machshir Yochel Nefesh. Sod is actually Ochel Nefesh itself. Capturing a fish is Ochel Nefesh. So therefore, he doesn't like that. This idea, but he says that what happens? He says umidir. If you look at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the end of number 8, umidir Rabbi Yehuda nishbol rabbanan the ba'ochon nefesh lo pligi. So from Rabbi Yehuda we hear that he says that they don't argue ba'ochon nefesh, but rabbanan regozer and ksira b'tsira dechina. Why? Because as I said that something that you, so he has a different svara, something you do all at one time. Okay. So that's what that would be usur. Something you do on a daily basis is mutter. So in general, when you go ahead and you harvest, how do people usually harvest?
People, once at the harvest.
Yeah, in other words, once at the harvest time. Even I mean, at least for myself, even I have a fruit tree. I don't go and pluck fruit for one day. You pluck whatever's ready. All right? He says, and also for sifting. He says, but something which the derech is to go ahead and to do once... Once on that day, so that would be okay. So let's say, for example, let's say on I don't want to talk about Shabbos, but let's say Yom Tov, making filtered coffee. Okay, all right. So that would not be a problem because in general, when you make filtered coffee, you filter it out, but on a daily basis. All right. So he says, and what's the reason why? Because the reason why Chazal Aser doing things that are done usually for many days because that's an of the dechol. All right, he says. So that's why they went. They asked seder. Why did they ask seder? Because usually when fishermen used to usually go and they'd sought something, how many fish do they capture? Right, quite a few. He says. So that's the rush. The rush says it's all midrabanan, right? And for that reason, the rush holds. It's all midrabanan, and it only applies to those things which are done a lot. Which are done at one time for a lot of days. Okay, and that's why he feels that that's the problem of being sod. Okay, now so then there's one more reason, and then we'll come back to the bottom line halacha. The Yerushalmi has another reason. Yerushalmi says like this: if you look three lines on end of the rush, over Yerushalmi masach le'akra, and Yerushalmi brings an asmachta. To tell us, explain to us why certain things are usher in Yom Tov, why certain things are mutter. The Garcin and Hassan. What?
That's like an addendum?
What's an addendum?
It's
an addendum. No, the way my father explained it was very simple, like this. He says that, you know, in the days of Chazal, people knew Tanakh cold. They knew Tanakh cold, okay? Like, they used to always talk about taxi drivers. I really haven't heard it, okay? But they knew Tanakh cold, okay? But they didn't know Chazals. So what did Chazal do to make sure that people knew all the Chazals? They would connect Chazals to Psukim, right? So this way you remember it. So he says like this. How do you know? He said you can't do Tochein, Borer, Meragade, Grind, Borer, and Sift. Because it says, Acha Sheyechol Chol Nefesh, right? Ushmardim is the matzos immediately afterwards. So what's mutter on Yom Tov? Those things that are involved in watching the matzos. When do you watch the matzos? What point do you have to watch the matzos with Yeraisa? At what point? When you do the lisha, you didn't need that, right? So those things are mutter on Yom Tov. Anything before is not mutter, so therefore you can't do tzira tchina beforehand. So what's the bottom line? How do we paskin? Okay, so source number 9. Kol melacha asura b'Shabbos asura b'Yontif. Okay, so all the melachas that are asur on b'Shabbos are asur in Yontif. Chutz melachas ochel nefesh, except melachas ochel nefesh. The chutz miatzara atzav avara. The chutz v'chein machshir yochel nefesh. And like the Gemara says, machshir yochel nefesh. Shalav shalash me'asmo. Okay, you couldn't do from the day before. That would be mutter on Yontif. V'yesh machmirin. And now, along comes the Ramah, and he wants to go like Rashi, and he wants to say that even Ochel Nefesh itself, right, that could have been done the day before, so that's Ashen Yom Tov itself. He says, Kosh Eino Mafik Tam Klal, anything does not affect the taste at all. If he makes it Rav Yom Tov, so that would be, then you can't do Yom Tov. So Ramah says that even cooking, if making it Erev Yom Tov would not affect the taste, you have to make it Erev Yom Tov. I was trying to think in my mind, okay, what could you make Erev Yom Tov, right, that would not affect the taste at all right? So I came up with fruit soup. That's what I came up with. Because fruit soup is better.
There are certain things that need to sit.
Yeah, okay.
That you need,
yeah,
like,
right.
Coleslaw.
Right. That's true.
The salad.
You know, I once heard someone say...
Everyone
does. Everyone. I'm not... But
you see what a game changer refrigeration.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but still. But I do want to mention one thing. Okay, you just know, as I once heard someone say... There's nothing like a hot cooker coming out of the oven. That's the bottom line, all right? But it could be a certain Lakshin cocoa. Maybe it's not that way. I don't know, you know.
Chicken straight out of the oven.
Right. Yeah, so there's no question. So he says, but anyways, that's the Ramah. He says, however, if he did not make it, Erev Yomtif, and you need a Yomtif, then it's mutter if you do it with a... He says, if you go ahead and you do it with, you do shinui. So if you look at source number 13, shinui. Again, if it's something, let's say for example, as
what are you talking about? Regular?
No. Let's say for example, let's say for example, you wanted to make a salad and soak a salad, like a coleslaw, right? And you didn't do it erev yomtif, and you need it for yomtif. So you're allowed to do it with a shinui. Okay. In general, I think in general, again, I don't know anything. Okay, but most things that you cook when you're mutter is doing nothing l'chachila. All right, that's the bottom line. Because most things that you cook, they taste better fresh out of the oven.
He also says that he starts yish machmirin, which is not the way he always starts when it's something.
Yeah, he says that might be, but this is the p'sacher Ramah. What can I tell you? Okay, you know, I know it sounds like machmirin, but there's no question that's the p'sacher Ramah. So anyways, I don't think it applies. It applies necessarily to that many foods. He says, I remember, I mean, my mother-in-law, so she would make, when she would make kugel, when it was Friday Shabbos, she would grind it with a hand grinder, right?
Nothing tastes much better.
Yeah, of course it does.
It still does.
She does it even during the week, right? Yeah.
I only make it better.
Yeah. What?
It doesn't taste the same.
Yeah.
No, because
she used to leave
her
husband. Yeah. In the old days, she used to leave her husband. Yeah, he's a Ramadan, right? Yeah. So, yeah. So anyway, halacha does to understand. So first of all, number 10, I will tell you, number one, you should realize that even though it's yontif, so many things are mutter, asura b'shabbos. So he says the Mishnah Berurah points out, vein she asura min haTorah, whether it's esher diraisa, vein she asura mishum shvus, whether it's mishum shvus, it's min rabbanon, right? It's usher to tell a guy to do it like in Shabbos. So Amir La'acham applies to Yontif also. That's one thing that's very important to realize. That Amir La'acham is also is usher. And then I would just say that Iran mentions it could be that some things are usher b'yiraisa, but it's always important to know the Psak Halacha. And Psak Halacha is in source number 13. And as we'll see, as we get along, so maybe certain things will be mutter, he says, Ksira t'chino b'tsira s'chita v'tseida. Even though the malachas ochol nefesh, us from chacham the chacham said it's what? It's usher.
Betzira
means to take like fruit off the tree. Okay. So this is the general introduction. Mitzvah Hashem, next week we'll hopefully get into specifics.
About taking fruit off a tree. Let's say.